if a resource is unavailable to a physician or a hospital or a healthcare provider, should they be held negligent for an outcome? And I think at the end of the day that that contextual circumstance would warrant not applying traditional negligence principles when you have hospitals and healthcare providers that are doing their best to keep us safe and engaged in what is a battle in circumstances that are very difficult. There should be respect not only by our policymakers but by our courts. Where people are risking their lives to save others, there should be a certain amount of deference to those healthcare providers and those facilities.
Can someone eventually sue the hospital or a doctor or a nurse?
It's not known in the sense that this is the first time this has ever happened. The issue of physician liability can contribute to rationing. Rationing happens every day in our country. Sometimes we understand that it's happening. Sometimes it's unintentional. In a state Medicaid program, there's an essential decision that's made about what's covered and what's not covered in a program. That is a macro level form of rationing. But then there's the concept of defensive medicine, where a physician may feel undertaking a particular activity in a particular setting may lead to their liability, and you get a defensive moment in the practice of medicine. That, too, is a contributor to rationing, because the result is that the person, in effect, is denied the service. Nobody wants to see negligence, but at the same time, in the middle of a crisis, the threat of unnecessary liability could contribute to shortage and rationing itself.